Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am Lynn, the friendly black hottie, and welcome back. If you have not checked out the previous episode, The Unfriendly Black Hottie, where I talked about what's an unfriendly black hottie, black women and media and TV, and how the black hottie is just misunderstood. So before I get into this episode, I want to talk about T-Pain and Tyler the Creator, which was two trending topics this past couple of days. T-Pain had talked about how he went into a depression because another artist that was popular at the time told him that he ruined music because of auto-tune, and it's like, child. So he said he went to a depression, and it's so funny because, and I'm going to talk about this with Tyler as well. It's so funny how people will literally talk shit and like really talk down to you about something and then turn around and do the same thing, child. I've seen it so many times where people like try to bully me or talk down about something I'm doing and then turn around and do the same shit. That should be making your blood boil because it's like, bro, you buck nasty, nastiest hater 2000 ass nigga, because I just thought that was so sad because T-Pain was basically a young adult. I believe he was a teenager going into his 20s. So at that age, I know that he probably took it really hard. And to be honest, like, I didn't even know T-Pain. Like, T-Pain didn't even look that age. It must be something. It must be that Florida sun. But many people reacted to that, and somebody said, this was a funny thing to me, somebody said the only reason people are feeling sorry for T-Pain because he has chubby cheeks. I was like, what the fuck? What does a fat face have to do with this discussion about music and who ruined what and whatnot? So I just thought that was funny. But also, Tyler, the Creator's tweets had surfaced back up where he was talking about Will.i.am, which is very random. But he said that Will.i.am was like talking shit to this nigga's face and said that in 10 years he's not going to be popping. And it's 2021. When they had the discussion, it was 2013. So he got 2 more years. And to be honest, even if in 10 years he's not doing nothing, look at his work ethic. Like, look at his timeline, look at his history. It don't even matter if he don't hit that 10-year mark. But yeah, he was talking mad shit about Will.i.am. He was like, it's not my fault that you niggas do stuff that y'all hate and y'all want others to forget about what they actually want to do and do stuff that's just going to make them the most money or get them the most attention, blah blah blah. He was like, no. And I thought that was so hilarious because Tyler the Creator is me, bro. With Caribbean families and like Caribbean associates, like people that you probably consider family or like family friends or whatever, you have them like literally talk. I remember I was excited about something and somebody said to me, like, was pointing out all the bad stuff that could possibly happen. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? Or they'll talk down and be like, why are you doing that? You're jumping in something too soon, or you need to wait and whatnot. I mean, I'm not going to call nobody, you know, Marquez Diggit or whatever Tyler said, but I don't know about other people, but I know that me, I'm quick to go off on somebody. I'm quick to cuss them out because you're bothering me. Because you cannot say nothing. And I know people are like to say, be the bigger person. Don't put all that energy. Just ignore them. You can ignore them all you want to, but the shit will still affect you. Yeah, yeah, you can take what somebody says with a grain of salt, or you can just ignore them or tune them out. But not everybody can do that, because there's been times where I've failed at something and that thought from what somebody said years ago pops up in my head. So it's not, you can push it into the back of your mind, but your brain don't forget stuff. Well, people say you store memories in your bones and stuff. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about black femininity, high value, and luxury. Now, men talk about how the world is trying to feminize men and make them all soft and stuff, blah, 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 whatever. But when women want to rest in their femininity, it's a problem. So I'm confused. Like, y'all don't, well, mostly straight men, you know, I'd put that straight men talk about people trying to feminize them and X, Y, and Z. But when the actual femmes want to be feminine, it's a problem. So you just want us to just throw away femininity altogether? Because lately I've been watching, because, you know, a girl does her research. So lately I've been watching videos about how people are anti-hyperfeminine and feminine women and say that, oh, being feminine is soft or it's weak. And that's why some women even go against the quote-unquote femininity because they say, oh, it's just society's pressure to fit me into a box, or I don't want to be seen as weak or soft and get taken advantage of. And it's like, what the fuck? Because, but yeah, well, mostly a lot of movies and TV shows, you see the very feminine woman be punished, or she be the mean girl. You know, I'm always rooting for the mean girl. But you see her get punished, or she's like the bully, and she goes from this skirt, tank tops, hair done, and then at the end of the movie, she's all tomboy and beating up niggas and shit. And that's just TV shows and movies, so I don't take that into that. So there has been a lot of people trying to act like this Black femininity movement, which isn't really a movement, is trying to say that Black women are trying to be like white women. I just rolled my eyes very hard because that's how you know people don't pay attention to stuff. The same thing with the Nina Simone. I said that, oh, Nina Simone wouldn't like that, what Chloe did with the performance of her song. But that's how you know people don't really know about something, because they didn't look into it. They would know that that person actually fucks with it. Because I actually did check out a lot of femininity lifestyle channels and social medias, and they're the opposite of what people are trying to say they are. Just the propaganda to say that these femininity channels are trying to make Black women not like Black men, is trying to make them fit into society's box of blah 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 blah. So I actually enjoyed a lot of these channels. I was actually watching some of them when I decided that I'm going to focus on myself and whatnot. So a lot of these channels, they mostly talk about self-care, how to style your hair, whether you have the natural hair, the locks, the braids, the wigs, the short hair. They also talk about dating. Now, some of the dating is probably a small percentage of their content. And then you have some who main content is talk about dating and how to identify this, how to identify that. They also talk about finding your style. They also talk about clothes and how to measure yourself. I want to say how to measure yourself, but basically how to feel comfortable in clothes, finding the right clothes, like knowing where to shop, knowing where to get certain things, and talk about supporting small boutiques, like small, like people who actually design clothes, they measure you and whatnot. Because to be honest, I've actually had on clothes where I measured myself for it. I found the outfit that fit into those measurements, and I felt very comfortable. I felt like I was like, oh, this is nice. But yes, they talk about sex appeal. I know that I've seen some recommended to me about seduction. Basically, not be a forgettable face. And they talk about a lot of stuff. They talk about pop culture. They definitely do take from pop culture or whatever anybody's talking about. And from what I've seen, it's just mostly about being self-aware. They talk about healing. They talk about therapy. They talk about, one person video even said, the title of the video is Rich Men Are Not the Prize. If you wanted to watch that video, that's all you have to put into the search bar is Rich Men Are Not the Prize. And the person actually is actually a good video. So then from there, they do talk about high value men in their dating content. Now that more people are knowing about the word, people went on a whole campaign to try to humble women and let them know that this is unattainable, and that for anytime dating comes up, people like to bring up single moms, like, we live in y'all head rent free, child. But They like to bring up single moms and be like, oh, y'all need to be more humble. And what do you look like? And, you know, da, 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 da. Don't nobody want to raise somebody else. Like I said, rent free, because people are just talking about dating in general. It had nothing to do with what you had going on in your life. But people like to mix up men with money with high value, which is funny because high value is more about your character. Now, I was watching a video from a YouTuber that I used to watch all the time when I was younger. So I was watching T. Pendel. He mostly did comedy skits, but some of his recent videos been like reactions and videos related to dating. So I was like, "Ooh, child," because when somebody goes from a certain content to a certain other content, it's like, uh-oh, what? Like, it could go either way. But I actually watched these videos, and I watched the videos all the way through. And one thing he said that men don't care if you got a degree, if you got a car, if you got a good job, if you're making a lot of money, if you got your own crib, probably an extra bedroom or whatever. They don't care about that because you're an adult. That's what you're supposed to do. And it made me go, Because let the pygmies tell it. You have to have all these things to get a man, to be interesting to a man. But when a lot of them don't really care about that, and but especially if you say, oh, men don't care about your degree. I've actually had a man, like he's my partner now. But when me and him were like friends, and like I was so excited about finishing school and stuff, and he said that, bro, like I don't care if you got a degree or whatever. But I cussed him out and went off of him because, first of all, I'm excited about finishing school. Like, bro, you gave me money to help me pay for my books, so of course, like I'm happy about finishing school. And like, yeah, you might not care about the whole degree, like you might not think though, like blah blah blah, whatever. But let me be happy in my moment. But then he apologized and whatnot. But he still let me know that a lot of men don't, they don't like your degree is like, okay, you went and you accomplished something, and you know, that's good for you, but it's like, what else? And men like to say, oh, how y'all know what we like, how we know what we like? Because we actually talk to some of y'all. We actually do talk to some of y'all. And some of y'all would be straight up and be like, I don't care, like about that, I don't care about that. It's the mental manipulation for me, cause it's oh, we don't care about your degree, we don't care if you have your place, we don't care about, and then turn around and be like, oh, y'all need to be bringing more to the table. So with the whole what you bring to the table discussion, child, I avoid that because how do people answer that? Oh, what do you bring to the table? And now they're starting to make jokes talking about, oh, women like to say, I am the table, because bitch, I am. A lot of women have more to offer than a lot of these men, okay? I try not to be men versus women, because those type of discussions are very, it's very exhausting, because a lot of people just talking. Like, there's no, nobody really comes to a conclusion or anything. It's just a lot of draining talking, and mostly just lack of accountability on both parts, if we're being honest. It's just that people don't want to struggle when they don't have to or never experience struggle. I mean, yes, there's going to be ups and downs in a relationship, but don't down me to hell, please, child. So the last thing that I'm going to be talking about is luxury, because this is mostly a thing of women versus women when it comes to luxury talks, because a lot of women are saying that, oh, y'all are playing into capitalism, and I don't know, just pulling a whole bunch of stuff out of the air. But luxury is whatever you consider luxury, then that's what you consider, like your type of luxury is different from somebody else's type of luxury. A lot of people like shiny things. They like designer things. They like high-end things, high value things. And I'm talking about like places, not not men. So everyone's ish like view of high like luxury is different. That's it. Like, I don't see, why is there an argument? Why is there, why are you mad because somebody wants more for themselves? I would never understand that. Why are you mad because somebody wants more for themselves? Things that I see as luxury, it might be different from cis who see stuff as luxury, but that don't make it any less. And plus, having luxurious things is very nice. I know that a lot of luxury brands have been in trouble lately with cussing people out and not putting out quality products. But, you know, that's them, you know, just move on to the next. I know I've been checking out some luxury brands, black brands. I bookmarked them and I will be, when I get things right, I will be purchasing those things. I don't be going nowhere right now, so it's just going to be sitting in the closet collecting dust. But yes, that's just my talk on black femininity, high value, and luxury. I could go on more about it, but I'd rather have like somebody else with me to talk about those things. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I've been your host, Lynn. You can check out Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast, Instagram, Country Caribbean, Twitter, ALYNNB _. That's where I'll be having like most of my talks. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you.